WildTalkRadio.com.
It's time. It's time. It's holiday time. 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 Spin that title. Light up that menorah. And put on that kippah. It's 20 days of jobber. With your Hebrew hero, Lone Jobber.
And I hope you're not tired of my voice yet, because you just tuned in to the sixth day of Hanukkah here on my show, Lone Jobber, celebrating 20 days of holidays, or however we're saying that. It's the 28th, or the whatever it was. I didn't work today, so I didn't need to have to write down any dates. So, tonight we will be celebrating the greatest Jewish movie characters of all time, and we'll be lighting the blessing one more time. It's going to be fun. I really hope that you're all able to sit along with me, because it's what it is. As always, I'm joined by my co-host, the second banana to my main banana, the Robin to my Batman, the, let's go with Aqualad to my Aquaman, the, I don't know, the little photographer dude to Superman. Can't remember his name. He got really killed off in the latest movies. He is, of course, known as Rocket Sock 4000. Sorry. That name's been dead now. Rest in peace. Sir Rocket.
Did you just spoil a future greater than Great Debate?
No.
You kind of did.
No. The fact that you're bringing it up kind of does.
Hey, we're called teasing for futures. Anyway, hi, everybody. We're here. We're back.
So how am I spoiling it if I'm actually really just teasing it? Stop it, a dick rock.
All right, Jobber's going to tell you all about the greatest movie characters, and I'm just going to sit here because I can't be a dick.
Well, what's the point of you?
Exactly. So you told me I can't be a dick. So
Okay. You can be a dick. Okay. Fine. Okay. Jesus Christ. You whine like a little bitch.
You shouldn't say Jesus Christ on Hanukkah.
Wrong holiday. Hanukkah Harry. He whines like a little bitch. Got better?
Yes.
Okay.
All right, let's get into what we're doing tonight.
Okay. Let's see here. Find my, there we go. We prepped up for tonight, which is always fun. I don't believe in prepping for a show. It's not the way I do things. But, you know, someone wants to be anal about the shows actually being good. I don't understand it.
Who wants to be a good show? I want a good show. The people want a good show. The people that elected you president of CBS Radio want a good show.
So. Yeah, and they're getting a great show. My shows are always best off the cuff. So, we're doing, movie characters. So, Wilson tonight cannot win. So, this really opens the door for everybody else. Do you have some favorites, Rocco?
It really, really does. Cher Horowitz from Clueless.
She was a Jew?
With a name like Horowitz, of course, she's a Jew.
Yeah, well, a name like Stein, Tim still likes to say he's not. But, you know.
I mean, you know. Clueless was such a great movie.
It was very 90s-ish.
There's nothing wrong with being 90s-ish.
Well, I'm going to go a little more older than you, Rock, just a touch, a year or two, and go with the classic Moses from the Ten Commandments. You know, he comes down, he's like, let my people go, and it's a classic Jew. Classic Jew.
You know what our favorite year is?
1999?
Yes.
Yes.
Jim's dad from American Pie. He's a Jew. He's a Jew. That head of hair on him, totally a Jew. Now he's just up Schitt's Creek. But back then he was just Jew in American Pie.
Sure. I mean, I wasn't really a big fan of the American Pie series, but I guess I'll take it. You know what? One of the fun ones that pops to my mind is meme-worthy, although not a movie I really liked, got overhyped in my view, was Walter from The Big Lebowski.
I mean, that's good.
Yeah, I mean, he was really strict in his Judaism, so he's a good Jewish boy. Plus, it was John Goodman, and John Goodman is pretty much awesome in everything. I'm a fan of Goodman, so.
I mean, yeah, I wouldn't disagree with you on that one. So. I'm trying to think of other really good Jews. Like, there's not that many great Jewish characters in movies. There's some, but it's like, you really don't have that one true Jewish character. Like, that describes all the stereotypes.
Oh, no. Where are you going with this one?
No, I'm just saying. You get that more in TV rather than in movies. That's
okay. Well, I thought you were like bringing up, and then there's this guy who's super Jewish.
there's this guy who's super Jewish. No, I'm just saying. In basically, when you go from tradition, you get more Jewish TV characters rather than movies because you have more time to really delve into it.
Well, you know, you say something like that, and you know what my mind instantly goes to? It goes to one of my favorite Jewish, you know, Hanukkah movies of all time. So, spoilers for the Greater Than Great Debate later this week, but Mordecai Jefferson Carver from the Hebrew Hammer, straight up Jew. Straight up Jew.
I mean,
Jew.
When you bring up.
That's Hebrew. Not even on the list that we were thinking of using, but that's just off the top of my head. He's huge Jew. Enjoy the movie.
I think right there just wins the debate.
I mean, he's really, really Jewish. Do you have anybody else, Rocco?
No, I mean, I can't top the Hebrew Hammer.
Cannot top the Hebrew Hammer. Wow. I went way too big, way too early, huh? Just like the Hebrew Hammer.
Indeed.
I mean, there were a lot of names I was hoping we could throw out, like the father and son combo from Independence Day or Magneto, but yeah, the Hebrew Hammer, damn it.
It just crushed the competition, flat out.
Well, he was really big. But what if I go really small, Rock? What if I go really, really small and bring out a small Jew?
You can try.
I can try? All right, Rock. How about this one? Now, I'd like to bring up those nice... I'd like to bring up some nice people. How about Fievel from The American Tales? The little mouse dude. And the opening shot, he, it's Hanukkah. That's where he gets his iconic hat from.
I mean, I thought this was, you know...
There was nothing that says it has to be non-animated.
I mean, yeah, I guess. I guess it slides in.
I mean, his name is Fievel Mautzowicz, so he might not be as big of a name as our boy Mordecai Jefferson Carver, but the mouse.
Hebrew Hammer beats the mouse.
Yeah. The mouse was actually my trump card. That's the one I was like, I'm going to get him with this one. And then I would just, Hebrew Hammer, boom.
See, here on CB Radio, the trump card doesn't win.
Really, Rock? Okay. Wait, are we really calling this CB Radio?
20 days of Jobber, whatever it is.
Because we don't want to add that many days, that many episodes to CB Radio.
No, 20 days of Jobber. See, tradition is just me and you sitting here talking Super Raider. That's where Super Raider comes from. Anyway.
It does.
Blessing time.
Okay. Oh, we finally got over the hump. It is 4-1 side. We've got our middle one and a one on the other side. Let's do this thing. Wait, should have to clean that one out. We had that one last night. Alright. Am I going to have enough candles? I really hope they give me enough candles. I swear one year they didn't have give me enough. Alright. So actually we're pretty darn far into it. So, if you remember these words from all the other nights I've been doing this, sing along with me. We light these lights for the miracles and the wonders. You're not singing along with me. Sing along with me in your head, Rock. For the redemption and the battles that you've made for our forefathers in those days at this season through your holy priests. During all 8 days on Hanukkah, these lights are sacred, and we're not permitted to make ordinary use of them, except to look at them and express thanks and praise to your great name for your miracles, your wonders, in your salvations. Yeah. Now, it's really starting to warm up, Rock. It's really nice. A bit chilly out here, up in the Pacific Northwest. West Coast, Best Coast. Won't you agree, Team Chat? Yes, he does. What? What were we going to say?
Nothing.
Nothing? You have nothing to say.
I have nothing to say.
Do you have anything to sing?
Nope.
Well, that's too bad, because tomorrow night we'll be talking about the greatest Jewish songs. I mean, last night we did talk about the greatest holiday songs. I don't really believe, you know, that one should have won, but, well, Rob's in for it next week, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
Yes. Rob will be singing. It's going to be fun. I don't care if he says no. Apparently, when I say a segment's going to happen, a segment happens. Apparently, that's my superpower. So, last night we talked about holiday songs. Tomorrow night we're just talking about straight-up Jewish songs. So I'm looking forward to it. Yeah, I won't be singing it, though. No, sorry. That's not happening.
Load Jobber sings the hits tomorrow night on 20 Days of Jobber. Live right here on Wild Talk Radio Network.
L'chaim.
WildTalkRadio.com.